Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. Later in the show, you'll hear the Nick Sirianni interview with Joe and John and Ross Tucker as we get his first thought on the Eagles and the Packers Sunday at 425. Plus, even more mounting evidence against Hugh Douglas in his quest to keep his beard the color it is today. Good morning, you.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody who has a lot of stuff going on in their life, tumultuous stuff, but still find a way to go to work every day and keep their head up.
You know
shout
what?
Out to all them folks.
You got to put your head in the sand and go
keep
to work.
Keep it moving.
Keep grinding.
Keep moving.
Keep grinding. And for the Eagles, hopefully they'll be able to grind on Sunday a victory out with their starting quarterback. But, Hugh, I have to I don't want to hit the panic button. I don't want to sound an alarm.
But
I'm concerned. All right, so Jalen Hurts still is not clear concussion protocol. And before everyone yells at me, I know they haven't had practice yet this week. That's tomorrow at 2 o'clock. But we sit here today, and we are, you know, 5 days away from a playoff game. Jalen Hurts had a concussion in the game week 16 against the Washington Commanders on December 22nd. Okay, so since then, we've had the full week of Christmas go by. The full week of New Year's go by. He hasn't practiced. He has a clear concussion protocol. And I'm concerned for a couple reasons here, Hugh, as the week starts. One, there's obviously the concern he won't get through it. I don't know. You don't know. Let's cross our fingers and let's
hope for the best.
Hope for the best. He probably will clear through before this weekend. Okay. That's one element of the concern. And I can understand why maybe people don't want to get too caught up in that yet. But the other part, Hugh, of the concern is he's lost the last 2 weeks of reps, of practice. I mean, that's a fact, right?
That's rust.
There's going to be rust.
Yeah.
And we have a playoff game against a team I believe the Eagles are better than. They should beat. They're favored to beat. All that. But in a playoff game against a good team, and Green Bay's good, you know, you need a quarter and a half to knock that rust off. All of a sudden, this game might be closer than we want it to be. Hugh, I have concern over this Hurts situation. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned with the Hurts concussion situation? Both he's not cleared yet and rust building up from 2 weeks of nothing.
No. And let me tell you why, Joe. I'm going to simplify this, and I know a lot of people are going to ask me to explain myself.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm not concerned because it's Tuesday. Nothing's happening on Tuesday. You know, everybody's probably, you know, just relaxing at home. No, or off day. Today's an off day. So there's no work that needs to be done. Now, with that being said, tomorrow when they come to work, there might be a little bit of concern if Jalen's not practicing. But that's not even to the level of panic because we got Kenny Two Gloves. And what I mean by that is this. I feel like with everything that's going on right now with the Green Bay Packers, they're dealing with some injury stuff over there and things of that nature. If we had to go into a game with Kenny Two Gloves, I feel confident that we can still get the job.
Ooh, oh, boy. I mean, Hugh, you might be right on that. That's not a world I want to live in on
Sunday.
No, I know.
It's not, like Joe, it's not where I want to be. I'm not going to lie to you. I sat here and I waxed poetic about, you know, Tanner McKee playing well last night, had a chance to talk to him last night on the Players Lounge and everything. I think he's a really smart guy. I said it once, I said it again. I think he's the future. But if we had to go into this playoff game against the Green Bay Packers, given everything that we've seen with the Packers, and no, I still feel confident if Jalen doesn't play that we could get the job done.
Man, oh man. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned over the Hurts situation? He is not yet through protocol. And so some of this that is just the way the schedule works, right? Like you said, they'll have practice tomorrow. That'll be our next opportunity to figure out, is he cleared? Is he at least out there limited, you know, in a capacity that way? And they haven't had practice. Obviously, the game was Sunday and yesterday and all that. So he hasn't had a chance to get back out there. But what I think that is failing to represent is last week he didn't clear. I mean, like, we're 2 weeks through this concussion. He didn't clear last week. Whether or not they were going to play him last week is not even germane to it. I mean, they probably weren't going to play him anyway because they rested everyone. But So he didn't clear, though. Like, if he cleared last week, he could have been out there in practice. He could have thrown the football around. So that's one element. The other one that has me, you know, just like I keep thinking about this potential rust. We're going to enter the game on Sunday. Hugh, he's going to have thrown four passes in the last 4 weeks, right? He threw four passes against the Commanders, and he was knocked out. Then he missed the Cowboys game. He missed the Dallas game, obviously. And now we're going to go to this game. It's going to be 4 weeks from the game he played against the Steelers, his best game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
From that day, we walked in here that Monday. Imagine if I told you over the next month he's going to throw four passes before a playoff game. You'd say, huh?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
And the reason, let me give you a little bit of insight, because I know people are talking about why, well, you should be concerned because Jalen's not playing. Jalen is our best chance to win. Let me say that first. He's our starting quarterback. And I'm not trying to slight him by saying that I am not concerned about him playing against the Green Bay Packers. I'm not doing that. But what I am saying is this. I've always said for the last few weeks that our best asset right now, especially in December, January, is our running game. Our running back is rested. I know that we're still a little bit upset about the fact that he didn't go for the rushing title and
very
all that
upset.
good stuff, but he's rested. And I am confident that even if Jalen was out there, and if he was rusty, that we're going to give them a heavy dose of Saquon Barkley because there are other milestones that he can accomplish in this playoff run, if you will. So I'm not worried about that. And I feel like with the injuries that the Green Bay Packers are suffering from, the fact that their defense is not that great against the run, I feel like we are in a really good situation, and they have to come here. I'm not saying it's going to be an easy game. Please do not think that I'm saying that about this matchup. But I'm confident in the fact that we have a well-rested team because we had a bye week. They didn't. They're limping into Philadelphia. So I look at this as a game where the Eagles should win.
I agree with you. Let me say it this way. If the Eagles are at their best Sunday, and that includes their starting quarterback, Jalen Hurts, and they come out and they look like a team off a bye, right? They come out looking rested and looking fresh. I think they're going to win this game, and they could end up winning it by margin. I mean, I think they're better, and they have that week of rest. Like they have the right formula to win this game. But I'm also, like, I'm not sleeping on the Packers. They did win 11 games,
and
if we let them hang around because we have a rusty quarterback, all of a sudden it's like, oh, really? We got a game in the fourth quarter. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni yesterday as he continues to be asked about Jalen Hurts and protocol. And why is Jalen Hurts still in it? Here's Sirianni.
Okay, I'll ask the Jalen question today. As you put the game plan together, is it with the intention of Jalen as the starting quarterback this weekend?
Yeah, I have no new information for you guys. Like I said yesterday, he's progressing through the protocol.
Are you able to say if he's in the building today?
I got no new info for you guys here today. I'm sorry.
All right, let me give you some context on this, because I know this is it's vague and every player is different here, right? Some players clear very quickly, some players don't. So Tucker Bagley, he does our web stuff here right now, and he does video and all that. He would write for Warren Sharp's website, right? Warren Sharp, the NFL guy, the betting guy, Hugh, and they have a section on the website every week with injuries, especially for bettors, right? Bettors want to know what's going on with the injury report. So Tucker, for a while, it was his job to fill out, to kind of write up the injuries for every team in the NFL. So he would track concussions every week. So I asked him, Hugh, how odd is this, or how normal is this, that it goes on this long for concussion protocol? Here's what he told me. It is not normal to go 2 weeks without any progress through protocol. It is not normal to go through 2 weeks without any progress through protocol. Usually it takes about 9 days. December 22nd, I don't know if my math is right on this. Was that 9 days ago, or was that well beyond 9 days ago? It was well beyond 9 days ago.
You looking at me, asking me?
I'm just asking.
That sound about
right. It's abnormal for it to take this long. Look, I hope he's ready to play. If I had a guest right now, he probably gets through the protocol, but I don't know. We're beyond the norm anyway. That's the reality of it. We're beyond how normally it takes for a player to get through protocol. It's a little bizarre. Sirianni's not very happy at being asked about this every day. And I have some concerns. 215-592-9494. Not just will he play, I think he will, but will he be rusty? Kyle, where do you come down on this as we are on Jalen Hurts' watch on January 7th? The concussion happened on December 22nd.
So I'm not sure how aware you are of this, but on Friday I was on that side of the glass hosting the show.
Yeah, I did know about that.
And my take was that I'm very concerned that Jalen Hurts is going to be rusty in this game. I'm not as concerned that he's going to clear the concussion protocol. I think the signs point to that he will. I know it's weird and it's been a while, but my biggest concern is that he said 12 snaps in the span of a calendar month at quarterback. Like, for an offense that its bugaboo was always starting off slow, it did seem like the A.J. Brown thing after the Carolina game sort of forced them to look within and get things figured out, and they seem to have found a rhythm. Jalen Hurts talking to Tom Brady after the Steelers game about the rhythm and timing and how it felt really good, and it sort of felt like they were able to capture that finally. They started off fast again against the Commanders until Jalen Hurts got injured. I'm just worried that that's all going to be washed away now that he hasn't really played or practiced in about a month. And I'm not overly concerned about the Packers per se. My biggest concern going into this game is that we will be the reasons that we lose. We'll shoot ourselves in the foot, or we won't be prepared to play, or we'll be rusty, something like that. So that's my biggest concern going into this game, is that Jalen Hurts is just going to be a tick off, and it might take us a little bit to find that rhythm and timing.
You know, we could probably point back to times, Hugh, where he's had time off, whether he's been hurt or a bye or the start of the season, right? But the weird part about this is it's no practice. Like, he hasn't been on a practice field since, I don't know, Friday, December 20th. It's like there's no reps. There's no dropbacks and just throwing to AJ. Forget the games he's missed the last 2 weeks. That's fine. But players miss a couple games here and there. That's not the biggest deal. It is bizarre to go 20-something days or whatever it's going to be without practicing.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I will also say this. We don't know enough about the concussion protocols as host, as layman, to understand what's going on. I think these things are forever evolving. There's been times where I've seen, I forgot who had a concussion earlier this year, but he ended up playing. He had one on a Sunday and ended up playing the next Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it's different for everybody, and the guidelines are different for everybody. So I'm not that concerned about it. I'll be more concerned about it come Wednesday. When Wednesday practice rolls around, and if Jalen's not out there, then there's probably a high probability that he's not going to play. And even if that's the case, I feel like we've seen enough from the small sampling size of the quarterbacks that we had a chance to see that we will still be okay in this game and give Jalen another week to get ready. Now, that's not me saying, and I have to be clear because, you know, all of a sudden there's a little bit of a quarterback controversy here. So I have to be clear
caused
in what I'm saying.
You.
I didn't cause it. I just saw what everybody else was thinking. But I feel like the matchup that we have, even though they've won 11 games, they're kind of coming in here a little banged up, bruised and battered, and we're fresh. So I think that the matchup favors us in that sense, even if Kenny Two Gloves is the quarterback under center.
Boy, that's a big ask. Pickett guy, but to beat the Packers with them having Jordan Love, like the Eagles were able to beat the Cowboys with Cooper Rush with Kenny Pickett, because Kenny Pickett's just as good or better than Cooper Rush, and so is Tanner McKee. Jordan Love versus Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, I like his chances. Jordan Love has regressed to a certain extent.
Yeah, but
year.
He's better than Kenny Pickett.
I didn't say that, but I feel like as a whole, we are better.
What about your guy, Tanner McKee?
I like Tanner. I'm not putting Tanner out there unless it's indeed necessary.
Well, I mean, let's make sure we get Jalen out there. Otherwise, he's going to be the number one or two on Sunday. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down? Are you concerned with the Hurts situation? He is still not out of protocol. Tomorrow is a very key day on that. But beyond just will he be able to clear and get in the game and, you know, start the game, he has not thrown a football to practice for weeks. He hasn't played since December 22nd. He's going to go about a month, as Kyle said, with 12 snaps. I think rust is very likely on Sunday. Hopefully you could push through. Chris in Middletown starts us off. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, Joe, Kyle, and Mr. Greenbeard.
Good morning, Chris. What's up? I like that name for him, Mr. Greenbeard.
Trying to give me this green beard, man.
Well, I mean, you lost the bet.
I didn't.
Oh, you did. And there's more evidence. We have NFL people from around the sport chiming in now. He lost.
Hugh, listen, the defense gave up 17 points. You don't count the offensive touchdowns.
I count what NFL the stats say that this defense gave 17.8 points a game. That's what it says.
Hey, nope. Joe, I want to let you know I got the call for jury duty on the Douglas trial, and I'm ready to go.
Okay, we're assembling.
I didn't even get a subpoena.
Listen, Hugh, stop your line because I'm very disappointed. I heard what you did. I heard you already hired Mr. Weasel out of Betts himself, Joe DeCamera, as your legal representative.
No, I didn't. Right? I don't even think if he's hired, he doesn't even know because he's leaving. I'm in trouble.
Yeah. No, so listen, I know how this goes. So, you know, and let's move on to important topics here because otherwise Kyle's going to get mad at me. So despite Hugh saying yesterday Jalen thinks and Tanner McKee needs to start on Sunday.
He did say that.
Yep, out loud.
Yes, out loud. He said Jalen's terrible. Tanner McKee's the next big thing in Philadelphia. This is who we're going to move forward with and win as their new franchise quarterback. I'm not concerned about Jalen, and here's why I'm not concerned by Jalen, about Jalen's health. We have a 2,000-yard rusher in the backfield named Quadzilla Barkley, okay? This team is built to run the ball, and we're built off of our ability to run the ball. Now, with Jalen under center, we know the running game is far superior with him under center because of his ability to pull the ball and run. So his rusty timing with passing, I'm not concerned with because that's not the style of offense that we play where we light up the skies. We are a run ball. It's 1980s in Philadelphia. We run the ball and play what, Hugh Douglas? Dominant?
Play good defense.
No, don't say good. Defense. Come on now.
What? They do play really good. They play really good.
Dominant.
Really good defense.
Oh. Best in the league.
Defense. Number one defense, right? So if anything, this helps us because you ready for the glass being half full?
Oh, let's hear it.
This helps us because it forces Nick and Coach Goober to keep the main thing, which is run the damn ball and not to be last year's Ravens.
Well, that's important, yeah, because they coached their way right out of that football game. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Chris not concerned here. And I understand the idea that we're going to run it with Saquon. We could be okay. Let's not forget, when was the moment that this city was the most excited this year? It was about a month ago. It was when they lit up the Steelers by throwing the football. The best version of the Eagles, of course, running the football. That's a big part of it. But being balanced, throwing the ball, too. Let's not pretend we don't need a big-time performance out of Hurts. We do. I mean, maybe not all four games to win a Super Bowl, but over the course of this, he's going to have to play really well. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, guys?
Jeff, good morning, buddy. What are you thinking?
While I am concerned a little bit about Jalen having rust, and the fact that he still probably has a concussion. I don't know how. Again, I don't know how that works either. As far as the protocol goes, I feel kind of confident he'll be able to play, but I'm really laying my head on the fact that this defense is way better than it was the first time we played the Packers. Like, I don't even think, honestly, I'm not going to say it's going to be a rout, but I don't think the Packers score more than 14 points.
That's good. Jeff, we're going to play some audio later of the Packers and some of the stuff coming out of their locker room yesterday. They've got some weird vibes coming in here. I think, Jeff, here's the way I'm feeling this morning. Like, the more I listened to them yesterday, the Eagles are obviously the better team. We're at home. I think if we can get up on them, they might roll over and we could win this game 28-14. My concern is I don't want to keep them in the game because they've got enough good players and Love's a good quarterback that I don't want it to be a 3-point game in the fourth quarter and all of a sudden they try to steal it and we're screwed. But I'm with you that if we can get up on them, our defense could shut them down. It could be a 10-point victory if we play well.
With everybody rested, I feel like they're going to lean on Saquon quite a bit, which they should. Ball control, keep the Packers offense off the field. And also, Jordan Love has a hand issue. Well, I guess it's a nerve in his elbow that's causing some numbness. That's probably a bigger deal for him playing in the game than it would be Jalen playing if Jalen's healthy and just hasn't played in a
Well, that hand, yeah, we'll see as the practice week goes on with them how big of a deal it is.
This guy can't, how is he going to be able to grip the ball? I mean, sure, it might be better by Sunday, but, you know, that's a question mark, too.
Well, so especially when he gets hit. Yeah, I mean, especially when we hit Love. I mean, he goes to the ground, that hand could be, you know, could hurt again. Jeff, man, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, we got a lot to talk about here today. Jalen Hurts is still in concussion protocol. Are you concerned? I mean, he's not cleared yet. And if he is cleared, the rust factor. He's going to have 12 snaps from the end of the Steelers game on, what was that, December 15th?
Something like that.
To kick off this weekend, which is like, you know, January 12th or whatever the date's going to be. That's like that's a month. Basically a month where he's going to have 12 total snaps. There's going to be rust. Does it concern you? Your calls on that. Plus, what insiders are saying about Hurts' progress with the protocol and the likelihood that he does play on Sunday. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about today. Your phone calls. Are you concerned about the Hurts situation? We'll hit that next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I don't have any great concern. I think Jalen Hurts is going to play in this game. He may not get cleared officially out of the protocol till the end of the week. There's really no rush. You don't have to take a guy out of the protocol till it's time to play a game. So I think he's going to be okay. I think he's going to play this coming weekend.
All right, Mike Garafolo trying to calm everyone down a little bit. Not a great concern over Hurts missing this game. And I hope he's right, and he very well might be. That doesn't mean the rust is off. I mean, if he's not...
Oh, no, this is the thing, Joe, and this is what I'll help you out. Because I know you... I've been working with you long enough to know that you're worrying about something that you don't need to worry about, because that's going to be the case.
It's what I do.
He's going to be rusty, Joe.
This is what I do.
Joe, he's going to be rusty.
We have a playoff game to win.
I understand that, and I still think we can win. But I'm talking not you, not only you, I'm talking to all Eagles fans that listen. If Jalen plays this weekend, try your best. And I know this is going to be hard. I'm not asking you to do it. I'm just asking you to try, because it's probably not going to happen. Try your best not to boo initially when the offense sputters.
I'm saying initially,
because I mean, come on, it's the playoffs and everybody's going to be intense. Just try not to boo initially, because it's going to take a while for this thing to get going.
Or they get rolling early.
See,
touchdown,
you said,
first possession. You're making it sound like I'm asking for too much.
You are.
No.
You've been asking for stuff all year long that you ain't got, and you still ask.
Wait, in the last time we saw Hurts play a full game in the Steelers game, they lit it up in the first quarter.
They did.
Then in the Commanders game before he got knocked out, they scored in the first possession.
They did.
They were about to get
rolling. They were starting to roll. But okay,
and now he hasn't participated.
He got hurt. But before that, Joe, you sat here, damn near every day was like, well, I need him to do this, and I need him to do that. And every week before that, he didn't do it.
But you realize why everyone was so excited after the Steelers game.
Because it looked like it was turning the corner.
And that's why I have concern now.
And unfortunately,
are we going to revert?
We've reverted, Joe. He's been off for a while.
Yeah, but this is
going to be rust.
No, I can't accept that. That's why I have
unacceptable.
Here's what you're not going to do all week. My nerves on this until he's like, you know what I need? I need him tomorrow out there practicing, and then a full practice Thursday, and then I'm like, all right, at least I can exhale a little bit. Because Mike Garafolo there, we played that cut, and he said, you know, he thinks he'll play, and he said he doesn't have to actually come out of the protocol till the end of the week. That's not going to make me feel better.
Nah.
If he's in the protocol still tomorrow and Thursday, and then
and
they
somebody else gets the reps.
Whew.
I don't know.
Come
on again, now. Again, I don't know how that works. Now, as a defender, if... Okay, let me think back, because there were times, but I was locked in. I was gonna play on the Sunday. I didn't practice during the week, but I was locked in for the Sunday. And it's different as a quarterback. That's because you have to have the timing with the receivers. You got to have that timing, man. And so it's one of those things where I don't know if you take that chance and put Jalen out there. If he hasn't had the reps. I'm trying to remember.
Hold on.
No, wait a minute. I'm trying to remember.
Hold on.
What?
What do you mean not put him out there?
Well, and I'm trying to remember.
Not start him if he's cleared.
He hasn't had the reps with the ones, though. Like, that's my thing. I don't know, because I'm trying to remember what it was like when Donovan was out and he came back. But he practiced during the week, so I think it's a little different.
There is an element of this to 02-ish, 03-ish, when Donovan would get banged up at the end of the season.
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. But let me just say this, because I'm not sure. But me as a coach, if my quarterback is not taking number one reps, I don't think I can put him out there if he's not ready to go. If he's not ready to go by tomorrow, then I got to go with Kenny Two Gloves.
So this is... Like, there's two elements, right? There's the will he get cleared. It's based on him and how he feels. The second part is how much practice he's missed, right? And when they get him back on the field. Now, one thing to know, because you said earlier that tomorrow is a key day, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned earlier that Tucker used to do the injury reports for Warren Sharp's website. So what Tucker told me is tomorrow is the day that Jalen Hurts needs to be at least limited tomorrow. If he's limited tomorrow, then there's a good chance he's full Thursday, and away we go. If he doesn't practice tomorrow, we're reaching DEFCON levels. I don't know if we forget. Is it DEFCON 1 or 5?
We did it, right? DEFCON 1, right?
1. Yeah. If he doesn't
DEFCON 4 is like not. We do this all the time. DEFCON 4 is not a threat level.
So that's today? You're on DEFCON 4, 3? Where are you?
I'm at DEFCON 4.
Okay.
I think.
If he does.
I'm going to look it up again.
Okay.
No, you're right. The lower it goes, the bigger deal.
Okay. So you could
Wait a minute. The lower it goes is, so I'm at DEFCON 1.
No. That's a big deal. That's the biggest deal is DEFCON 1.
No. He said the lower it goes.
Is the bigger deal.
Okay. Okay. I'm thinking the higher it goes.
One is lower than four.
Yeah. Hey, man, you hit me with too much like wordy, like school problems and stuff this early. It's too early for that.
Wordy
10:30.
School problems.
Yeah, that's the way I'm defending myself by not understanding the DEFCON situation.
See, this is not helping you with your math issue with the Eagles defense. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll let you hear the conversation that was going on this morning on ESPN about Jalen Hurts and about their concern level about his situation right now. Rashid in Westchester. What's up, Rashid?
Rashid!
Hey! How are you?
Hey, Rashid, what's up?
I can't believe I get this the phone today. I wait too much.
Got that cricket.
Yeah, he does. All right, Rashid,
got that jitterbug.
We'll put
phone.
You on hold, and we'll get back to you, Rashid. Get that phone connection cleared
that
up.
Jitterbug.
Yeah, Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, Dream Team, how y'all doing?
Will, what up, man? What's up, buddy?
All right, listen, I know Kyle going to get mad at me, but I didn't talk to y'all for the New Year, so Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year, man.
All right. Listen, with the Jalen Hurts situation, right? I think he's going to be all right. But this is what I want to bring up real quick. In that Cincinnati game, Joe Burrow got hit the same exact way, drove him into the ground, and they never took him out. They let him continue to play, right? Same exact way. You can see grass all in his helmet and everything. That kind of, like, rubbed me the wrong way because when Jalen got drove down, you know, he got up, he said he was cool, but they took him straight to the locker room. I mean, straight to the booth. I mean, underneath the, what's the name?
The tent.
The blue tent. The blue tent.
They took him to the tent.
So it's just like, I don't understand how that protocol go for Jalen, but not for Joe Burrow. Look at that game, you'll see what I'm talking about. The other thing
so,
is,
well,
like,
I saw. I was watching it live when it happened. I was pretty convinced they were going to at least check him for a concussion. And I think you're right. I don't remember him going in the tent and he just kept playing. So, yeah. I don't know. My guess is every game has a different spotter.
Yeah,
or,
and
everybody. And so they have a different opinion of what they saw.
And
I don't
everybody's
know.
Everybody's body responds different to being hit.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird thing.
It looked rough.
I hear what you're saying.
Burrow.
Yeah.
And I want to say this too. Even if what's the name don't play Sunday, Green Bay quarterback
Jordan
Love. If he don't play Sunday, watch out for that backup quarterback because he's dangerous too, man. And sometime we could be planning our gameplay around you know what's his name and the backup come in and then he'll throw
Malik
all,
Willis.
Right on.
So they actually did. They did win a couple games with him starting this season.
Exactly,
I think week
man.
Two
don't,
and three.
Don't count them out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna.
This is the last thing, right?
You're gonna.
I'm totally disappointed because I brought up something last week. I said Saquon Barkley could have ran and got 25 yards for each quarter. He could have did that and got the record. Every team that who player needed the record or to get that bonus, they allowed them to play. And guess what? None of them got hurt. So I think I'm hoping and praying that this is not sitting on Saquon, you know, mental. You know what I'm saying?
He'll be all right. He win the Super Bowl. He'll be all right. He'll suck. He'll be over it.
Yeah, I hope so. But
he win the Super Bowl. We win the Super Bowl, man. He ain't gonna be tripping on that title. It'll be one of those things where he might be like, "Dang, I could have had the rushing title and a Super Bowl." But man, he got if he's a Super Bowl champion, man, I don't see him tripping too hard.
Yeah, I think you know I'm just hoping that you know it's not bothering him. I hope we continue to win, man. And we got to bring that Super Bowl back to Philly, baby. Let's do it.
Let's do it, Will. Man, we appreciate the phone call. All right, let's hear what they were talking about this morning. ESPN, Mike Greenberg, Dan Graziano, and Jeff Saturday discussing the Hurts situation and their level of concern right now.
I want to ask you the questions directly as I can. Am I living in a world where the Eagles might play this playoff game this weekend against Green Bay without Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, because until you're cleared through the concussion protocol, you're not. Your point, you can't play through it, right? It's not like, oh, I would have played last weekend if it was a playoff game. No, he wouldn't have because he wasn't cleared. He was at their walkthrough on Saturday, which is a good sign that he's out there at practice, but he still has to get some practice work. And then once you start getting practice work, they assess you every day in terms of did you have a recurrence of symptoms? And if you did, you're back to the beginning of the protocol.
Yeah.
This is a weird way for me to ask you this question. How big a deal should I be making of this right now in my mind as I'm considering this game?
A massive deal. I mean, this is the difference between, you know, you saying, hey, this is the best team in the NFC, and this team could be eliminated week one of the playoffs. It is a massive change.
Well, obviously it's massive. I mean, Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback. And we'll talk in a little bit about the Kenny Pickett, Tanner McKee stuff as the backup. But the other issue is Kenny Pickett, who will likely be the two, he's got broken ribs or damaged ribs, whatever they are, fractured ribs, cracked ribs.
Shoot them things up.
Yeah, but how about we just get Jalen Hurts back out there? Can we do that? That's what I need.
If he's not ready to go, then he can't go. Well, I mean, I would, like, don't get me wrong. I would love that too. But I'm preparing for the contingency. And I'm also comfortable with the fact that if we have to go with Kenny Two Gloves, then we could still win this game. It's not going to be the same type of game that we would see if Jalen was playing, obviously, but I'm still comfortable that we could still do enough to win this game. Because, you know, we talk about all the time, defense playing well. Defense was the one, our saving grace the last time.
And what is that? Defense?
The defense, yeah. The defense.
The best part of the team.
The defense that gave up only 17.8 points average a game.
16.8, I think.
17.8 from my stat count that it was 17.8. See, side topic.
Oh, no.
Let's just talk about what this is. People are mad at my take. They're not mad. Like, I won the bet.
Mm.
You're mad at my take, and you want to punish me. That's what this is.
Debatable, the first part.
Yeah, it's very debatable.
No, I'm just saying you want to punish me, because even Ike said it last night.
That's not debatable.
See, like, you just want to punish me because I had a strong, solid take. That stood the test of time.
Strong, and we like strong takes.
That stood the test of time. And then now I got everybody sliding my DMs talking about, man, you need to go ahead and dye your beard.
What test
of time? And then trying to appeal to my man side. Well, hey, dog, look at it like this. No, I won. Fair and square.
No,
actually, 17.8.
That's actually inaccurate. But get
anyway,
to that,
I digress. But the point that I'm making is this: I feel like it would be great to have Jalen out there, like I was saying. But I feel like this team is in a great spot to, if we have to wait one more week for Jalen, that we will be okay. We are going to advance in this playoff race. We're going to do that. The Green Bay Packers, I'm not feeling like they're a slouch. There's no way in shape or form is that. But to your point, they don't seem like they're on the same page right now into the playoffs.
They don't. And the Eagles at full strength with Jalen back and humming.
That's a problem.
They'll win this game by 10 points. I believe that right now on this Tuesday. But if Jalen's rusty or he doesn't go, and we got Kenny Pickett with cracked ribs, or Tanner McKee, who's won like 7 games since he left high school.
Yeah.
I'm not quite as...
He talked about that last
night. I'm not quite as confident as you are. Let's go to Rashid in Westchester. What's up, Rashid?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, Rashid, what's up?
Hey, I just went to a car wash. You know what I mean? It's crazy today, but yeah, I think if Jalen Hurts play, we lose the game.
If Hurts plays,
wait,
we lose.
Wait a minute, what now?
Yeah, we lose the game.
You mean if the so basically what you said? If the starting quarterback play,
we lose.
The one that gave us us what, 13 games.
He was playing every day. You know, he's playing every day. You know, we have a history of the rust of the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Okay, and he didn't practice. He didn't play for a month. And you come up
with got that cricket.
He's still going through.
Guys. You know, what do you think, Joe?
Well, I mean, do you want to sit Hurts in the game?
Yes.
And who do you want to start?
Tanner McKee.
What is wrong with him?
He's the third-string quarterback.
No, I mean, look. Come on, guys. I mean, you guys, you know football, man. You know.
Cricket.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, Rashid, we appreciate the phone call. Hopefully the car is
kinda
clean.
Kind of don't.
He's trying to appeal to you with the McKee stuff.
He ain't appealing to me because I made – you know what's funny? And you tend to do it too, but I love you. You know you're my co-host.
What did I do?
I say one thing, but you hear something totally different. I've the last couple days.
I read between lines.
No, it's not read between the lines. I'm straightforward, straight no chaser. You hear, like, people hear when you give somebody praise, like you're dissing or disrespecting Jalen. I'm not.
I didn't think you're disrespecting
Jalen. I know you're not, but other people, when they hear that, that's what they think.
I just think you're a maniac for McKee.
I'm not.
I can feel it.
Oh, so that's what we're doing, alliteration now? Maniac for McKee?
I'm workshopping it.
No, I was just – see, this is what happened. And I'm going to defend myself further. I know we're going to get to this, but I'm going to defend – I'm going to throw the first salvo out there.
Wow.
Because I've learned from the past that it's better to get out ahead of certain things. I've learned from that. You know what I mean? I need to get out in front of this. I was fascinated with the fact that we never get to talk to a quarterback.
Well, last night you had Taylor on the
players. Yeah, we had him on the players.
It was good, yeah.
Never had a chance to talk to a quarterback. I had questions. He played well. I wanted to know how he processes information because I feel like a lot of time people that talk about quarterbacks that have never played quarterback don't really understand how quickly you have to process information and how hard it is to play that position. And I had an opportunity to talk to him last night, and I was fascinated by some of the things that he said. Mm. That's it.
I mean,
nothing more.
Seems innocuous to me. It seems interesting. Yeah,
yeah. But here's the thing, Joe. When you do stuff like that, people hear it, and they automatically assume that it's a slight to the other guy. Now, to be fair, I've never had a chance to talk to Jalen Hurts. Never had a chance to sit down and ask him how he processes information. Because we don't get a chance to talk to the quarterback. Yeah. So that's all that was. That's it. Simple and plain. Is that we don't get a chance. We've never gotten a chance to talk to the starting quarterback, let alone a quarterback who's just coming off a game that he won. So I had questions. And if you've listened to the Players Lounge, there's not too many times where I ask a lot of questions. I took advantage of the situation even so much so that I said, Ike, you don't mind if I ask a few questions first. He's like, hey, go right ahead.
Well, I thought it was good. You could, I mean, yeah. it was a good interview. It was cool having you guys had him on last night. And we're going to get to this coming up. But this matters more now than typically because the quarterback of this team is still in concussion protocol. The next up quarterback, at least you would think, Kenny Pickett, has a cracked or broken rib. So, mm-hmm. Tanner is probably not going to play in the playoffs, but it's also not out of the realm that they need him at some point. Right, let's go to the phone lines. Angela and Mullica Hill. What's up, Angela?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Angela. What's up?
So I have two points or two views on this. So I am not worried about Sunday at all, not even one little iota, because one, like the caller said earlier, defensively, how much we've improved since that game in Brazil, we're way over what we even played then. And then now, we have the luxury of three quarterbacks that we can count on. What other NFL team right now has that?
Not many, if any, Angela. It is rare.
Yeah, some teams don't even have one quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that.
Not only that, come this weekend, they don't know yet what quarterback they have to cover. So they're having to study film and plays for three different quarterbacks, two of which they're not 100% sure of what their capabilities are. We've only seen a small snippet of both of them.
Yes, it's a good point, Angela. You brought this up a little bit yesterday. I did think about this listening to Sirianni in his press conference yesterday, that he could be playing a little bit coy, Angela, just for the exact reason you're talking about. Now, if my memory serves, I think Pickett started a game last year against the Packers when he was on the Steelers, but there's still not much out there. You know, he has only played one game this year, or two games. And the McKee thing, he's barely played at all. So they would have to at least spend a little bit of time preparing for all three at the moment.
And that's a lot to do for defense. That's a lot.
Yeah, and I always think on weeks like this, Angela, and it's a good phone call. Hugh, any moment of preparation taken away from the main thing is distracting, right? Like, if Jalen Hurts was fully healthy and cleared, the Packers wouldn't spend a second on Pickett or McKee tape, right? They'd be locked in all to the Hurts stuff and the normal Eagles offense.
It's more preparation. Yeah. It's more work for the scouting department because now they have to break down all that film, and you have – and the thing about it is you have – three different quarterbacks who have three different styles of play. So you have to break down that film. Now, you're probably going to place, in all fairness, you're probably going to place the priority on probably Kenny Pickett right now because Jalen's in concussion protocol.
And Pickett is the most likely. He's the backup. Yeah,
but you're familiar enough with Jalen to know how he plays. So you're probably going to try to, you're going to shake the dice and you're going to say, okay, we're going to get ready for Kenny Two Gloves. But we know Jalen, so you're probably going to emphasize him more. Tanner, you might watch a little bit of film. You're definitely going to watch the game from this weekend to see how he plays. But you're also, I'm assuming, the Green Bay Packers, they're going to watch film on Jalen from the beginning of the Commanders game. They're going to watch some of that Green Bay game in the first game of the season. And so it just it's more time consuming. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Look, it's more time consuming.
I'm going to be concerned about this until he's fully out of the protocol. And also, we'll see how much he can practice this week, right? So tomorrow is the first practice of the week. And let's hope he's at least limited. Because if he's at least limited, that means he could maybe move through this thing and get to a full practice by Thursday or Friday. But even with that, he's just not going to have much practice time between now and the game. I mean, it's just it's the reality of he got the concussion on December 22nd. No practice the next week. No practice the next week. Hasn't played any of the last two games. He's just going to have very few reps between the Steeler game, which he was excellent in, on December 15th, and this playoff game. Kyle mentioned earlier, it's about 4 weeks, you know, about a month of action where he's thrown 12 passes. It's just very little football heading into the biggest time of the year. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned about the Hurts situation? George is up. What's up, George?
Hey, what's going on, Joe, man? I'm glad to talk to you. You, my man.
You got it,
hey,
George.
Listen, hey, I hear you and the rest of these guys. I don't like to hear you talking about Tanner McKee, man. You got a quarterback that's beat every notable quarterback in the league head-to-head, you know? And I'm trying to figure out what's the point of this the way Eagles are playing this, because I see no advantage of it. He's getting no practice time. And you practice, you play like you practice.
So, George,
what is your problem with what I'm saying about Tanner?
Were you wondering what's the point of the way the Eagles are handling this?
Yeah, because it makes no sense to me.
What do you mean it makes no sense? I'm not understanding.
He's saying because Jalen has a practice week. George, my perception is he's not out of the protocol. Like, he, for whatever reason, he's not ready, like, physically over the concussion. Yeah. Because you're right. The last 2 weeks, even if he wasn't going to play, if he was cleared, he'd be on the practice field.
Yeah, no, and George, I'm not being defensive. I'm just trying to understand what is it that you have a problem with us saying.
No, I'm just saying, I listen to all these guys, so we got Tanner McKee, this, that, and the other, man. You got a guy, you know what I mean? And Tanner McKee has some promise. But I'm not going into the playoff game, going in this big of a game, thinking Tanner McKee could take me to the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute, George, let me help you out. That's not, again, I have to say this because I understand the situation that we're in. I'm not trying to slight Jalen at all, but the fact of the matter is, and I just got a text message from my friends down south saying he's still in concussion protocol. There's a good chance that Jalen might not play, and we have to prepare for that. And that's all that we're talking about is the options that we have because our quarterback might not play, the viable options that we have. That's it. It's not a slight on Jalen, because at the end of the day, and I said this yesterday, George, if all three quarterbacks were healthy and you asked me to a man, which one do I think gives us the best chance of winning a football game? By far, head and shoulders, is Jalen Hurts, in my opinion.
I think we'd all agree with
that. Yeah, but he might not be available. So what are we going to do? So that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah, I get that part too, but the practice thing has about, you know, you have been a big time football player. I played a little high school football, play whatever. But practice is like the most important thing
in
football.
Yes, well, and George, I agree with you on that, and that tells me, and George, we appreciate it, that he couldn't get through the protocol last week. I mean, other guys practiced last week. They were out there. They were on the field.
So,
I know they rested everyone. And even if Jalen cleared last week, he probably wasn't going to play in the game because they didn't play starters. But if he cleared and his concussion symptoms were gone, he could have practiced last week and then still not played, and he would have got reps, and then we'd feel better. 215-592-9494. All right. On the other side, your phone calls on this. Are you concerned about the Jalen Hurts situation? Still in concussion protocol. And then the element of rust, even if he clears and plays, he's going to throw, you know, four passes in a calendar month here. We'll get to all your phone calls. Plus, coming up, an interesting answer from Nick Sirianni yesterday in his presser on the idea of Tanner McKee versus Kenny Pickett, if necessary. We're going to get on the record here. If Hurts can't go, who do we want as number two on Sunday? Or who should just be number two even if Hurts plays and you need the back? Who should be the backup on Sunday? We'll get on the record. 215-592-9490 for the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Football fans, buckle up. Because for the first time ever, we got five straight days of playoff football in college and the pros. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is celebrating with the great playoff payoff. There's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. But a no-sweat same-game parlay, you combine your bets from the same game for a chance at an even bigger winning. And if it doesn't hit, you'll get bonus bets back. So not only do we watch five straight days of playoff football, but that's five straight chances to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to be part of the epic run. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. It's the great playoff payoff, and it's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania.
I don't have any great concern. I think Jalen Hurts is going to play in this game. He may not get cleared officially out of the protocol till the end of the week. There's really no rush. You don't have to take a guy out of the protocol till it's time to play a game. So I think he's going to be okay. I think he's going to play this coming weekend.
All right, Mike Garofolo trying to calm everyone down a little bit. Not a great concern over Hurts missing this game. And I hope he's right, and he very well might be. That doesn't mean the rust is off. I mean, if he's not...
Oh, no, this is the thing, Joe, and this will help you out because I know you. I've been working with you long enough to know that you're worrying about something that you don't need to worry about because that's going to be the case.
It's what I do.
He's going to be rusty, Joe.
This is what I do.
Joe, he's going to be rusty.
We have a playoff game to win.
I understand that, and I still think we can win. But I'm talking not you, not only you, I'm talking to all Eagle fans that listen. If Jalen plays this weekend, try your best, and I know this is going to be hard. I'm not asking you to do it. I'm just asking you to try because it's probably not going to happen. Try your best not to boo initially when the offense sputters.
Like you're saying, initially.
I'm saying initially, because I mean, come on, it's the playoffs and everybody's going to be intense. Just try not to boo initially, because it's going to take a while for this thing to get going.
Or they get rolling early.
See,
touchdown
you said,
first possession.
I'm just
you're making it sound like I'm asking for too much.
You are.
No.
You've been asking for stuff all year long that you ain't got, and you still ask.
Wait, in the last time we saw Hurts play a full game in the Steelers game, they lit it up in the first quarter.
They did.
Then in the Commanders game before he got knocked out, they scored in the first possession.
They did.
They were about to get
rolling. They were starting to roll. But okay,
and now he hasn't participated.
He got hurt. But before that, Joe, you sat here, damn near every day was like, well, I need him to do this, and I need him to do
yes.
that. And every week before that, he didn't do it.
But you realize why everyone was so excited after the Steelers game. Because
it looked like it was turning the corner.
And that's why I have concern now.
And unfortunately.
Are we going to revert?
We've reverted, Joe. He's been off for a while.
Yeah, but this is
going to be rusty.
No, I can't accept that. That's why I have.
Unacceptable.
Here's what you're not going to do all week. My nerves on this, until he's like, you know what I need? I need him tomorrow. Out there practicing, and then a full practice Thursday, and then I'm like, all right, at least I can exhale a little bit. Because Mike Garofolo there, we played that cut, and he said, you know, he thinks he'll play, and he said he doesn't have to actually come out of the protocol till the end of the week. That's not going to make me feel better.
Nah.
If he's in the protocol still tomorrow and Thursday, and then
they somebody else gets the reps.
Whoo!
I don't know.
Come on
again,
now.
Again, I don't know how that works. Now, as a defender, if... Okay, let me think back because there were times, but I was locked in. I was gonna play on the Sunday. I didn't practice during the week, but I was locked in for the Sunday. And it's different as a quarterback. That's because you have to have the timing with the receivers. You got to have that timing, man. And so it's one of those things where I don't know if you take that chance and put Jalen out there. If he hasn't had the reps. I'm trying to remember.
Hold on.
No, wait a minute.
Hold on.
What?
What do you mean not put him out there?
Well,
like,
and I'm trying to remember.
Not start him if he's cleared.
He hasn't had the reps with the ones, though. Like, that's my thing. I don't know, because I'm trying to remember what it was like when Donovan was out and he came back. But he practiced during the week, so I think it's a little
different.
There
is an element of this to 02-ish, 03-ish, when Donovan would get banged up at the end of the season.
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. But let me just say this, because I'm not sure. But me as a coach, if my quarterback is not taking number one reps, I don't think I can put him out there if he's not ready to go. If he's not ready to go by tomorrow, then I got to go with Kenny Two Gloves.
So this is... Like, there's two elements, right? There's the will he get cleared. It's based on him and how he feels. The second part is how much practice he's missed, right? And when they get him back on the field. Now, one thing to know, because you said earlier that tomorrow is a key day, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned earlier that Tucker used to do the injury reports for Warren Sharp's website. So what Tucker told me is tomorrow is the day. That Jalen Hurts needs to be at least limited tomorrow. If he's limited tomorrow, then there's a good chance he's full Thursday, and away we go. If he doesn't practice tomorrow, we're reaching DEFCON levels. I don't know if we forget. Is it DEFCON 1 or 5?
We did it, right? DEFCON 1, right?
1, yeah. If he doesn't...
DEFCON 4 is like not... we do this all the time. DEFCON 4 is not a threat level.
So that's today? You're on DEFCON 4, 3? Where are you?
I'm at DEFCON 4.
Okay.
I think.
If he does...
I'm going to look it up again.
Okay. We no, you're right. It's the lower it goes, it's yeah. the bigger deal.
Okay. So you can
No, wait a minute. The lower it goes is, so I'm at DEF CON 1.
No. That's a big deal. That's the biggest deal is DEF CON 1.
No. He said the lower it goes.
Is the bigger deal.
Okay. I'm thinking the higher it goes.
One is lower than four.
Yeah. Hey, man, you hit me with too much like wordy, like school problems and stuff this early. It's too early for that.
Wordy school problems.
Yeah. That's the way I'm defending myself by not understanding the DEF CON situation.
See, this is not helping you with your math issue with the Eagles defense. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll let you hear the conversation that was going on this morning on ESPN about Jalen Hurts and about their concern level about his situation right now. Rashid in Westchester. What's up, Rashid?
Rashid!
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Rashid, what's up?
I can't believe I get this the phone today. I wait too much.
You got that cricket.
Yeah, he does. All right, Rashid,
we'll put that jitterbug
phone. We'll put you on hold, and we'll get back to you, Rashid. Get that phone connection cleared
that
up.
Jitterbug.
Yeah. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, Dream Team, how y'all doing?
Will, what up, man? What's up, buddy?
All right, listen, I know Kyle's going to get mad at me, but I didn't talk to y'all for the New Year, so Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year, man.
All right. Listen, with the Jalen Hurts situation, right? I think he's going to be all right. But this is what I want to bring up real quick. You know, in that Cincinnati game, Joe Burrow got hit the same exact way, drove him into the ground, and they never took him out. They let him continue to play, right? Same exact way. You can see grass all in his helmet and everything. That kind of, like, rubbed me the wrong way because when Jalen got drove down, you know, he got up. He said he was cool, but they took him straight to the locker room. I mean, straight to the booth. I mean, underneath the tent.
The blue tent.
They took him to the tent.
So it's just like I don't understand how that protocol goes for Jalen but not for Joe Burrow. Look at that game. You'll see what I'm talking about. The other thing
so,
is,
well,
like,
I saw. I was watching it live when it happened. I was pretty convinced they were going to at least check him for a concussion. And I think you're right. I don't remember him going in the tent and he just kept playing. So, yeah. I don't know. My guess is every game has a different spotter.
Yeah,
or,
everybody.
And so they have a different opinion of what they saw.
And
I don't know.
Everybody's bodies responds different to being hit.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird thing.
It looked rough.
I hear what you're saying.
Burrow.
Yeah.
And I want to say this too. Even if what's the name don't play Sunday, Green Bay quarterback.
Jordan Love.
If he don't play Sunday, watch out for that backup quarterback because he's dangerous too, man. And sometimes we could be planning our gameplay around what's his name, and the backup come in, and then he'll throw
Malik Willis?
Right on.
So they actually did win a couple games with him starting this season.
Exactly,
I think week
man.
Two
don't,
and three.
Don't count him out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna.
This is the last thing, right?
You're gonna.
I'm totally disappointed because I brought up something last week. I said, Saquon Barkley could have ran and got 25 yards for each quarter. He could have did that and got the record. Every team that who player needed the record or to get that bonus, they allowed them to play. And guess what? None of them got hurt. So I think I'm hoping and praying that this is not sitting on Saquon, mental. You know what I'm saying?
He'll be all right. He went the Super Bowl. He'll be all right. He'll suck. He'll be over it.
Yeah, I hope so. But
he win the Super Bowl. We win the Super Bowl, man. He ain't gonna be tripping on that title. It'll be one of those things where he might be like, "Dang, I could have had the rushing title and a Super Bowl." But man, he got if he's a Super Bowl champion, man, I don't see him tripping too hard.
Yeah, I think I'm just hoping that it's not bothering him. I hope we continue to win, man. And we got to bring that Super Bowl back to Philly, baby. Let's do it.
Let's do it, Will. Man, we appreciate the phone call. All right, let's hear what they were talking about this morning. ESPN, Mike Greenberg, Dan Graziano, and Jeff Saturday discussing the Hurts situation and their level of concern right now.
I want to ask you the questions directly as I can. Am I living in a world where the Eagles might play this playoff game this weekend against Green Bay without Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, because until you're cleared through the concussion protocol, you're not. To your point, you can't play through it, right? It's not like, oh, I would have played last weekend if it was a playoff game. No, he wouldn't have because he wasn't cleared. He was at their walkthrough on Saturday, which is a good sign that he's out there at practice, but he still has to get some practice work. And then once you start getting practice work, they assess you every day in terms of did you have a recurrence of symptoms? And if you did, you're back to the beginning of the protocol.
Yeah.
this is a weird way for me to ask you this question. How big a deal should I be making of this right now in my mind as I'm considering this game?
A massive deal. I mean, this is the difference between, you know, you saying, hey, this is the best team in the NFC, and this team could be eliminated week one of the playoffs. It is a massive change.
Well, obviously it's massive. I mean, Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback. And we'll talk in a little bit about the Kenny Pickett, Tanner McKee stuff as the backup. But the other issue is Kenny Pickett, who will likely be the two, he's got broken ribs or damaged ribs, whatever they are, fractured ribs, cracked ribs.
Shoot them things up.
Yeah, but how about we just get Jalen Hurts back out there? Can we do that? That's what I
need. If he's not ready to go, then he can't go.
Well,
I mean, I would, like, don't get me wrong. I would love that too. But I'm preparing for the contingency. And I'm also comfortable with the fact that if we have to go with Kenny Two Gloves, then we could still win this game. It's not going to be the same type of game that we would see if Jalen was playing, obviously. But I'm still comfortable that we could still do enough to win this game. Because, you know, we talk about all the time, defense playing well. Defense was the one, our saving grace the last time.
And what is that? Defense?
The defense, yeah. The defense.
The best part of the team.
The defense that gave up only 17.8 points average a game.
16.8,
17.8 from my stat count that it was 17.8. See, side topic.
Oh no.
Let's just talk about what this is. People are mad at my take. They're not mad. I won the bet.
Mm.
You're mad at my take and you want to punish me. That's what this is.
No,
debatable the first part.
Me. Yeah, it's very debatable.
No, I'm just saying you want to punish me because even Ike said it last night.
That's not debatable.
See, you just want to punish me because I had a strong, solid take. That stood the test of time.
Strong,
not
and we
solid.
Like strong takes.
That stood the test of time.
Mm.
And then now I got everybody sliding my DMs talking about, man, you need to go ahead and dye your beard.
What test
and then
of time?
Trying to appeal to my man side. Well, hey, dog, look at it like this. No, I won.
Mm.
Fair and square.
No,
actually,
17.8.
That's actually inaccurate. But we'll
but
get
anyway,
to that.
I digress. But the point that I'm making is this. I feel like it would be great to have Jalen out there, like I was saying. But I feel like this team is in a great spot to, if we have to wait one more week for Jalen, that we will be okay. We are going to advance in this playoff race. We're going to do that. The Green Bay Packers, I'm not feeling like they're a slouch. They're no way in shape or form is that. But to your point, they don't seem like they're on the same page right now into the playoffs.
They don't. And the Eagles at full strength with Jalen back and humming.
That's a problem.
They'll win this game by 10 points. I believe that right now on this Tuesday. But if Jalen's rusty or he doesn't go, and we got Kenny Pickett with cracked ribs or Tanner McKee, who's won like 7 games since he left high school.
Yeah.
I'm not quite as...
He talked about that last
I'm
night,
I'm not
too.
Quite as confident as you are. Let's go to Rasheed in Westchester. What's up, Rasheed?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, Rasheed, what's up?
Hey, I just went to a car wash. You know what I mean? It's crazy today, but I think if Jalen Hurts play, we lose the game.
If Hurts plays,
wait
we lose.
What now?
Yeah, we lose the game.
You mean if the so basically what you said? If the starting quarterback play,
we lose.
The one that gave us us what 13 games.
He was saying every day. You know, he's playing every day. You know, we have a history of the rest of the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, okay? And he didn't practice. He didn't play for a month. And he come up
and he still got that cricket.
He's still
going
car.
He still
come on,
car
guys. You know, what do you think, Joe?
Well, I mean, do you want to sit Hurts in the game?
Yes.
And who do you want to start?
Tanner McKee.
What is wrong with him?
He's the third string quarterback.
No, I mean, look. Come on, guys. I mean, you guys, you know football, man. You know Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, Rasheed, we appreciate the phone call. Hopefully, the car is
kinda
clean.
Kind of don't.
He's trying to appeal to you with the McKee stuff.
He's appealing to me because I made. You know what's funny, and you tend to do it too. But I love you. You know, you're my co-host.
What did I do?
I say one thing, but you hear something totally different. I've the last couple of days.
I read between lines.
No, it's not read between the lines. I'm straightforward, straight no chaser. You hear, like, people hear when you give somebody praise, like you're dissing or disrespecting Jalen. I'm not.
I didn't think you're disrespecting Jalen.
No, I know you're not, but other people, when they hear that, that's what they think.
I just think you're a maniac for McKee.
I'm
not. I can feel it.
Oh, so that's what we're doing alliteration now? Maniac for McKee?
I'm workshopping it.
No, I was just – see, this is what happened. And I'm going to defend myself further. I know we're going to get to this, but I'm going to defend – I'm going to throw the first salvo out
there.
Wow. Because I've learned from the past that it's better to get out ahead of certain things. I've learned from that. You know what I mean? I need to get out in front of this. I was fascinated with the fact that we never get to talk to a quarterback.
Well, last night you had Tanner on the players.
Yeah, we had him on the players.
It was good, yeah.
Never had a chance to talk to a quarterback. I had questions. He played well. I wanted to know how he processes information because I feel like a lot of time people that talk about quarterbacks that have never played quarterback don't really understand how quickly you have to process information and how hard it is to play that position. And I had an opportunity to talk to him last night, and I was fascinated by some of the things that he said. Mm. That's it.
I mean,
nothing
more. Seems innocuous to me. It seems interesting.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Joe. When you do stuff like that, people hear it, and they automatically assume that it's a slight to the other guy. Now, to be fair, I've never had a chance to talk to Jalen Hurts. Never had a chance to sit down and ask him how he processes information. Because we don't get a chance to talk to the quarterback. Yeah. So that's all that was. That's it. Simple and plain. Is that we don't get a chance. We've never gotten a chance to talk to the starting quarterback, let alone a quarterback who's just coming off a game that he won. So I had questions. And if you've listened to the Players Lounge, there's not too many times where I ask a lot of questions. I took advantage of the situation even so much so that I said, Ike, you don't mind if I ask a few questions first. He's like, hey, go right ahead.
Well, I thought it was good. It was a good interview. It was cool having you guys had him on last night. And we're going to get to this coming up. But this matters more now than typically because the quarterback of this team is still in concussion protocol. The next up quarterback, at least you would think, Kenny Pickett, has a cracked or broken rib. So, Tanner is probably not going to play in the playoffs, but it's also not out of the realm that they need him at some point. Let's go to the phone lines. Angela in Mullica Hill. What's up, Angela?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Angela. What's up?
So I have two views on this. So I am not worried about Sunday at all, not even one little iota, because one, like the caller said earlier, defensively, how much we've improved since that game in Brazil, we're way over what we even played then. And then now, we have the luxury of three quarterbacks that we can count on. What other NFL team right now has that?
Not many, if any, Angela. It is rare.
Yeah, some teams don't even have one quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that.
Not only that, come this weekend, they don't know yet what quarterback they have to cover. So they're having to study film and plays for three different quarterbacks, two of which they're not 100% sure of what their capabilities are. We've only seen a small snippet of both of them.
Yes, it's a good point, Angela. You brought this up a little bit yesterday. I did think about this listening to Sirianni in his press conference yesterday, that he could be playing a little bit coy, Angela, just for the exact reason you're talking about. Now, if my memory serves, I think Pickett started a game last year against the Packers when he was on the Steelers, but there's still not much out there. You know, he has only played one game this year, or two games. And the McKee thing, he's barely played at all. So they would have to at least spend a little bit of time preparing for all three at the moment.
And that's a lot to do for defense. That's a lot.
Yeah, and I always think on weeks like this, Angela, and it's a good phone call. Hugh, any moment of preparation taken away from the main thing is distracting, right? Like, if Jalen Hurts was fully healthy and cleared, the Packers wouldn't spend a second on Pickett or McKee tape, right? They'd be locked in all to the Hurts stuff and the normal Eagles offense.
It's more preparation. Yeah. It's more work for the scouting department because now they have to break down all that film. And the thing about it is you have three different quarterbacks who have three different styles of play. So you have to break down that film. Now, you're probably going to place, in all fairness, you're probably going to place the priority on probably Kenny Pickett right now because Jalen's in concussion protocol.
And Pickett is the most likely. He's the backup. Yeah.
But you're familiar enough with Jalen to know how he plays. So you're probably going to try to, you're going to shake the dice and you're going to say, okay, we're going to get ready for Kenny Two Gloves. But we know Jalen, so you're probably going to emphasize him more. Tanner, you might watch a little bit of film. You're definitely going to watch the game from this weekend to see how he plays. But you're also, I'm assuming, the Green Bay Packers, they're going to watch film on Jalen from the beginning of the Commanders game. They're going to watch some of that Green Bay game in the first game of the season. And so it just it's more time consuming. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Look, it's more time consuming.
I'm going to be concerned about this until he's fully out of the protocol. And also, we'll see how much he can practice this week, right? So tomorrow is the first practice of the week. And let's hope he's at least limited. Because if he's at least limited, that means he could maybe move through this thing and get to a full practice by Thursday or Friday. But even with that, he's just not going to have much practice time between now and the game. I mean, it's the reality of he got the concussion on December 22nd, no practice the next week, no practice the next week, hasn't played any of the last two games. He's just going to have very few reps between the Steeler game, which he was excellent in, on December 15th, and this playoff game. Kyle mentioned earlier, it's about 4 weeks, you know, about a month of action where he's thrown 12 passes. It's just very little football heading into the biggest time of the year. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned about the Hurts situation? George is up. What's up, George?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? Man, I'm glad to talk to you. You my man.
You got it,
hey,
George.
Listen, hey, I hear you and the rest of these guys, and I don't like to hear you talking about Tanner McKee, man. You got a quarterback that's beat every notable quarterback in the league, head-to-head, you know? And I'm trying to figure out what's the point of this the way Eagles are playing this, because I see no advantage of it. He's getting no practice time. And you play like you practice.
So George,
what is your problem with what I'm saying about Tanner?
Well, I think, were you wondering what's the point of the way the Eagles are handling this?
Yeah, because it makes no sense to me.
What do you mean it makes no sense? I'm not understanding.
He's saying because Jalen has a practice week. George, my perception is he's not out of the protocol. Like, he, for whatever reason, he's not ready, like, physically over the concussion. Yeah. Because you're right. The last 2 weeks, even if he wasn't going to play, if he was cleared, he'd be on the practice field.
Yeah, no, and George, I'm not being defensive. I'm just trying to understand what is it that you have a problem with us saying.
No, I'm just saying, I listen to all these guys. So I'm like, we got Tanner McKee, this, that, and the other, man. You got a guy, you know what I mean? And Tanner McKee has some promise. But I'm not going into the playoff game, going in this big of a game, thinking Tanner McKee could take me to the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute, George, let me help you out. That's not, again, I have to say this because I understand the situation that we're in. I'm not trying to slight Jalen at all, but the fact of the matter is, and I just got a text message from my friends down south saying he's still in concussion protocol. There's a good chance that Jalen might not play, and we have to prepare for that. And that's all that we're talking about is the options that we have because our quarterback might not play, the viable options that we have. That's it. It's not a slight on Jalen, because at the end of the day, and I said this yesterday, George, if all three quarterbacks were healthy and you asked me to a man, which one do I think gives us the best chance of winning a football game? By far, head and shoulders, is Jalen Hurts, in my opinion.
I think we'd all agree with
that. Yeah, but he might not be available. So what are we going to do? So that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah, I get that part too, but the practice thing has about, you know, you have been a big time football player. I played a little high school football play, whatever. I mean, but practice is like the most important thing
in
football.
Yes, well, and George, I agree with you on that, and that tells me, and George, we appreciate it, that he couldn't get through the protocol last week. I mean, other guys practiced last week. They were out there. They were on the field. You know, I know they rested everyone. And even if Jalen cleared last week, he probably wasn't going to play in the game because they didn't play starters. But if he cleared and his concussion symptoms were gone, he could have practiced last week and then still not played, and he would have got reps, and then we'd feel better. 215-592-9494. All right. On the other side, your phone calls on this. Are you concerned about the Jalen Hurts situation? Still in concussion protocol. And then the element of rust, even if he clears and plays, he's going to throw, you know, four passes in a calendar month here. We'll get to all your phone calls. Plus, coming up, an interesting answer from Nick Sirianni yesterday in his presser on the idea of Tanner McKee versus Kenny Pickett, if necessary. We're going to get on the record here. If Hurts can't go, who do we want as number two on Sunday? Or who should just be number two even if Hurts plays and you need the back? Who should be the backup on Sunday? We'll get on the record. 215-592-9490 for the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Football fans, buckle up. Because for the first time ever, we got five straight days of playoff football in college and the pros. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is celebrating with the great playoff payoff. There's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. With a no-sweat same-game parlay, you combine your bets from the same game for a chance and an even bigger winning. And if it doesn't hit, you'll get bonus bets back. So not only do we watch five straight days of playoff football, but that's five straight chances to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to be part of the epic run. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. It's the great playoff payoff, and it's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.